capacity. If you're thinking about this example, the different capacity for the gallons of your car or the water port. Some are the small port. They contain a little quantity of water or the gallon, the petrol or diesel. Some of them, the things they can have a more bigger tank and space. And some very large tank, it has a big capacity. All of you bring your fuel from the one place where you buy the petrol or fuel for your car, jeep, and pickup truck, and so on. You drive the different type of car, right? Different gallons, it has a capacity. So these are the examples. And in the ancient times, we don't have the car. Then they give us the examples of the such animals like a donkey or the mule, a small donkey. They carry a small bag on their shoulder. And then the some donkey more strong energy, they become a medium bag. And some of them are mule very strong, so they have strong energy. Then we human beings want to do the walls and things. At that time, the person wants to build a house and so on. Then those mules carry those grease, smith, the sand carry on their back. So the strong mule. And horse also very strong. We ride the horse. And these are the ancient examples of different types of the persons. So we have to concern about which person we are. So if we have a motivation called motivation or the thinking in order to have a good next rebirth, a good happiness for next rebirth, as we are sentient beings, we don't need the suffering. We need the happiness. In our daily life questions, somebody asks, do you want the happiness or do you want to suffering? We will choose the happiness. Do you want to go to see the Disneyland? And do you want to go to see the prison? We will say, I want to see the Disneyland again and again. Never go to the prison to see there. You know, sometimes I'm using Therefore, we don't want to run the suffering, and we wish to be a happiness and next good rebirth. That small person and medium person and might say that that's not enough. Want to be a, even he or she want to be a next good rebirth, it is not the very being, not a permanent, as the Dharma said that the Rambo principle, somebody, Sanro Kambalan, he in charge, never to work, never young to come out, for which he didn't do about Jadan Das. It's one verse, it said that there is one small elephant, and that small elephant has seen the very nice small tree. It has a very fresh leaves there, and then that small elephant goes to that direction or the side. The leaves looks very fresh, very nice green color, and the small elephant, it wants to eat that the leaves. When it goes near and near, and unfortunately, there is one Addis, and he falls down from there to the down, and he didn't get that leaves. So like that examples, we are in our daily life, we are running for the purpose of only this life, and we are if we are running for the purpose of only just the next rebirth, then that also is a not permanent, that's a changeable happiness. Then from that, those of the intermediate person, Kili Dingi Samba. And that arises, and then he or she wishes to be gaining more permanent happiness. More permanent happiness. Nirvana, what we call also the state of Nirvana. And that is the goal of that, the intermediate level person. And then if we concern about wealth, careful, then we should be a nice person. We should be a best person. We should be a best person. If there are the food, delicious food on the table, and we might think that, oh, which one is the best food here? And we will choose green and choosing the best food. And then we will think on the table there are different types of the juice to drink too. Then which one is the best juice? If the apple juice is best for you, then you will choose in the apple. You will choose the apple juice too. If the orange juice is best for you, then you will choose the orange juice too. If you want to be the other juice too, the sugar cane juice is the best for you, then you will take after your meal too, the sugar cane juice. And some of you, if you like to be drink the grape juice, then you will choose the grape juice, which one is the best for you, for your good health, physical health, in order to practice your dharma, in order to listen your dharma, in order to contemplate your dharma, in order to meditate your dharma, what you have listened many times, even one chapter of dharma, you have listened many times too. And we have to contemplate upon them, we have to meditate upon them. Therefore, we want to be a best person too. And the best person, best motivation. What is the best motivation? The best motivation is that if we are concerned about the suffering about ourselves and happiness our myself only, then it's not a very good person, not a polite person. If we give the example, if there is a good mom, good mother, Ama Sambo Jyobayana, and Ama Sambo Jyobayana, Korangye Buddha Pumu Kandishyana, and Di Dijira Tsengwore, Tsu Chiku Chiku Tang Cham Dem Dewa Marin, Pugu Dye Dungayata, and Chik Dewa Tardula, and Dek Samu Shiwara, and then Pugu Dye Sojong Shiwara, and Dek Pama Dek Pama Yarab Shadwara. Tenang Shin, Arang Zwe, Kowe Dungay Samu Dek Samu, Tsu 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 Rangyi Dungay Le Tardula Dewa, Kumdui Tengye Samu Samba Mayimba, and Shin Sim Jinji, Dungay Samu, Sim Jinji Dungay Le Tardula Samba Dek 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 Lama Kongme Sumba Nanshin, Cham Ninji Da, Zawa Jinji, Cham Ju Wisem Sumba Nanshin, Cham Ba Da Ninji Di, Cham Ju Wisem Di Zawa Chawo, Tela Tene, Cham Ju Wisem Di Wo, Cham Ju Wisem Ho Jung Wo. If I go through the example, example in the in our daily life, we have seen the different people, different person, the mother who is the boy, who is the girl, who is the son or daughter or son, when they the mother only thinking about her happiness and her suffering. If she don't care her children, then we might say that that mother is not polite, that mother is not good. Therefore, as the example, mother should be concerned about the children, child. If that mother, we said that polite, and then some people who do their concern about the other people, that is the polite and then good person. Like that example, regarding of the how to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, there is no need to repeat from me because you have heard many times about from your spiritual master that this in Tibetan translate many times into English and Sanskrit. It says that in the ancient time Mahakaruna and Mahamaitreya, and they translated into the great compassion, great loving kindness, which are the 삼재 능력이 나와라 미세베 인지 슈 잡을게 신의 삼재 삼재 능력이 나와라 미세베 인지 슈 잡을게 봐 이 장례 아니 삼재 능력이 전대기 아니 로지게 능력이 전대기 로지게 아니 삼재 능력이 제가 니에 제고 이 제베 타블라 거리를 삼 삼로 땅인데 삼말로 아니 삼재 능력이 제바 제바로 랑 삼재 랑 능력이 제고 하루고 그런지 조베 삼재 유 호반 타고 와라 조베 삼재 유 호반 그러니 조베 삼재 유 호반 The Buddha, the Maitreya, said that what is the real meaning of the Bodhicitta, altruistic intention? And it said that the altruistic intention, too, the intention, the motivation, when someone concerned about the suffering of others, thinking upon how to eliminate the suffering of the all of sentient beings, and then he recognized that in order to eliminate all of those sentient beings' suffering, he or she has to attain the state of Buddhahood or the complete enlightenment. Without the complete enlightenment, no one can eliminate the all of suffering of sentient beings. Therefore, in order to attain the Buddhahood, the main causes is the bodhicitta or just the intention. And then this guru said that's true. When I tell you, Gambari, Chanjuri, Sem Shabadu, Kewal Chambu Lamdu, Jugo Shawara. Therefore, the bodhicitta is the main entrance on or the gate in order to attain the Therefore, the Shandideva said that the person who has a bodhicitta, and Shandideva said that he will prostrate to him, or he will prostrate to him, her. And the same thing, you know, teacher, you call it rather than the Nambana. You see, Namdi, Sushi, Jujashin, Tijan, Hanichi, Chajaji. Someone who has generated the bodhicitta, and that person is the object of the prostrations of those sentient beings, those human beings or celestial beings prostrated to him, and there, because of that person, he has a bodhicitta. Therefore, there are many praise to the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. It says that in the verses, it says that once the great scholar said that the bodhisattva is a great being, bodhisattva is a great person. It shows that the bodhisattva, who even someone harm and attack to that person, and that person, the bodhisattva never re-attack, re-harm, revenge to that person, because it has a bodhicitta, too. And his bodhicitta, altruistic intention, stop to attack to the other person. Therefore, if we once generated the bodhicitta, then there is no attacker to us. No one can attack to us, because the guru said that the bodhicitta is the one great protection of us. Therefore, this the precious mind, we have to try to generate. Last time I told about the three types of the motivation and altruistic intention. After that, I had mentioned the biography of the Lama Tsongkhapa, the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa. Very fortunate that the last the December 6th and it jams the December 13th, and between that and some of the gathering here once, I that girl, then maybe to if I was in Mexico, then I hurry to go to the banana store. And then if I was in the China, then I hurry to go to the China interest bank store. And I so we are here in the America too. Then hurry to go to the Bank of America. Hurry to go to bank to the Chase bank to draw the money to cash. And then become very happy. And then continue, that's a mistake. If the container has a hole under it, that's a mistake. That's a not good container between your coffee, between your orange juice, between your apple juice. That's not good container. In India or Tibetan, it's not good for us to bring the butter juice. If you want to bring the butter juice, and then we need a very qualified container. And when we are in the monk, we do the prayer in the morning. And then sometimes we are hurried to go to the morning sadhana or prayer. And then we don't check our mug. We bring it to the monastery very hurried. And then when we keep there, then someone put the butter tea inside, and then the other monk is laughed with a smile. Why? Your that mug has a hole under it, sure. And then whatever tea, and then they comes out from it. If the container has a hole, sure. If the container has a hole, it goes out, whatever it puts down. Then we ate or apply some the burley, and then patch it under it to protect the body tea. And you also, if you have some hole under your mug, when you drink the coffee, when you do the orange juice, and it has a container, then it cannot remain because of that the mistake of container. If the container is upside down, whatever put inside, it cannot remain. If container is dirty and the qualification of the how to listen the Dharma, and then who the Dharma listener, Dharma student, who remember and concern again and again when he or she left from the Dharma place, like the Sachin Dargeling, and then other Dharma place, when they left the Dharma place, and then they go to the bank, to the home, and then they meditate in their private shrine, their private house temple. They do and thinking about the meditation, what I have listened about the Dharma. What I listen. I listen about the precious human rebirth. I listen about the impermanence. I listen about the very short point of the biography of the Guru Tsongkhapa, how he is an excellent master. I should be like that person. Then you can do the contemplate. And then that contemplate goes to your meditation. And it, when you do the meditation again and again, then you never forget your what you have listened to the Dharma. Like you deposit your money to the Bank of America, you deposit your money to the other, the different cash bank, then your money don't concern about your money. It's more safety. It's more safety goes in the bank. Yeah. And then, like that example, I just remember the Dharma again and again. We should not forget. Yeah. And then in the example, and then we should not lose our money. Yeah. If we lose our money, then we concern very much. Yeah. Sometimes if you put the 100 cash, the single cash, 200 single cash dollar in the pocket, if you drop these things to the place called before you go to the university study, you want to do many things. In the university study, you want to see the different things, you want to dream, you want to relax there. If you have a 100 cash in your pocket, if you drop this money, and then we are not so comfortable. We may thought that, oh, I lost that cash. It's very difficult to find it again. I met this, the dollar with my very, very important time, my energy I spent upon it. I should not how I lost it. We may think like that. So this example like that, when you listen to the Dharma, you can hear through many other people, they're relaxed in the outside. They are in the beach, they are in the different place like the Disneyland, and they enjoy their holiday, Sunday holiday in the garden, maybe El Dorado Park, maybe other different park and garden, they relax. So we are here getting and you listen to the Dharma, and after that, someone who is who has the qualification of the listening Dharma, and then you should be a practice, remember once, twice, and then it remains in your heart. It never forget. Therefore, once the scholar, Sri Nagarjuna, he advised that what you have listened to the Dharma, it should be a print in your heart, what print on the rock. So it should not be in your heart like a drawing on the water or the sand. So if you're drawing something on the sand, if you're drawing a sand, and then that omanitemehu remains very short time. The wind comes, and then that sand will separate, and it blows. If you, and then therefore the Tibetans in the earlier in a dolaya remove kovanatina dolaya omanitemehu remove on tari 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 soha remove kovanina